CH.
Home cooking. Home cooking.
Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning, and I hope I sound okay. I've had the flu, so sorry if my voice is a bit croaky.
I thought it's because you've been eating pomegranates.
Oh, no, actually, I've been eating pomegranate seeds because they're very, very good for me, and they're meant to be helping me.
Oh, pomegranate seeds.
Well, that's actually all you can eat, the pomegranate, unless you push the seeds through a juicer and you drink the juice, which is also very good for you, just as that cherry juice you've been drinking is very good for you. But I love the look of pomegranates. They're a real jewel of a fruit, and those seeds look like rubies, you know, when you extract them. They're beautiful. And there are so many wonderful autumn fruits in the markets at the moment. Pears. Now, I've come across some honey pears recently, which I haven't tried before. They're delicious. Quinces, which I talked about a couple of weeks ago. And persimmons. Now, I don't know if you know persimmons. They're the really bright orange fruit. The Japanese love them. They absolutely adore them. In fact, they leave them hanging on their trees and let them freeze in the middle of winter. And then they scoop the flesh out with a spoon. They eat it frozen. And you can do that yourself actually here in Australia as well if you put the persimmon into the freezer and take it out. There are a couple of varieties. There's a hard variety, which you can eat like an apple. And there's the soft, squishy one, which the Japanese love. And you just cut the lid off and dip a little teaspoon into it and eat the flesh like that. They're absolutely delicious. I don't think... We don't really know a lot about persimmons here. At the moment, I know mandarins are very popular, and apparently last year was the first time that Aussies bought more mandarins than oranges. So they're doing really well. But I would suggest that people try these persimmons that I've seen in the shops everywhere and have a go at the pomegranates, because the seeds are really delicious. And they're terrific for garnishing dishes, pomegranate seeds.
Now, I don't know whether we've mentioned this before, but there are foods that you can eat weeks after their so-called best before date, aren't there?
Oh, yes, yes, the use-by date. Well, I mean, that's just using common sense and smelling the food before you throw it out. I mean, a lot of people look at if the use-by date's up, you know, they just chuck the food away, which I think is a bit foolish. You need to use your common sense there and your nose.
I read that in the UK alone, 7 million tonnes of food and drink are thrown away every year.
Dear me, 7 million tonnes. I don't know what the figure is here in Australia, but we do have a similar problem.
Several of your sisters will come to our place and look in the fridge and start throwing things out because
yes.
It says...
We won't name those, but one of the English supermarkets, Waitrose, a big supermarket chain, are now going to start stocking damaged fruit alongside the good fruit because, just for this very reason. I mean, a lot of people will only buy attractive-looking fruit, but quite often organic fruit that's just got a few blemishes in it is actually better for you, and it's foolish, you know, it's just foolish not to buy this fruit, and so much of it is being wasted.
That's very interesting. Mm. Okay, well, now, tell us...
Away from beautiful autumn fruits and on to pizza. I went down to Casa Ristorante, which is at King's Wharf in Darling Harbour, last week, and I was absolutely astonished to see this fantastic pizza twirler. Oh, he's an acrobat, actually. It was like a circus performance. Salvatore Davola, he comes from Ragusa in Sicily.
And, now, wait a minute. Is he a member of Circus Oz or is he a chef?
No. He works at Casa Ristorante making their pizzas. He could be a member of Circus Oz the way he performs. And he takes the circle of pizza dough and he twirls it in the air. Well, I've seen a lot of people doing that. But then he lets it fall over his head. It becomes a hat. He lets it fall further. It becomes a cloak. And then he twists it so it becomes a sling for his arm. And then he turns it into a backpack. Just amazing to watch him. Of course, you don't eat that particular pizza dough that he's been twirling.
I hope not.
But he has given me a recipe for one of his very delicious pizzas, which has a tiger prawn topping, tiger prawns that have been marinated in citrus juices and then dressed with pesto and a little bit of fior di latte, mozzarella, some pancetta tomatoes and crushed walnuts. Really delicious topping. So that's done at Casa Ristorante on King's Wharf at Darling Harbour. And he does give pizza making, twirling and acrobat classes. So go to my website and there are more details there of how to book into those classes.
Okay, the website is?
SheridanRogers.com.au.
Talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.